It's Trey Songz on Rise FM Mid-Mornings with myself and Bumimbete. It's called Can't Wait But... Can't Help But Wait. Tongue twister. Can't Help But Wait. Well, that is the question we're trying to answer this morning. Can we wait? It's as if women don't have enough struggles to deal with. And now we need to figure out the argument when scientists themselves don't agree on one specific age at which women are most fertile. The consensus seems to generally be around the early 20s. And then we're told that then fertility begins to decline after like your early 30s. But some obstetricians and gynecologists will argue differently. And then there's obviously other options that have been made available, like freezing of eggs. But I'm no expert, so I always bring in the experts. I've got gynecologist Dr. Welile Mdluli to help us unpack this one today. Kusile dokotela.
Yebo yebo njani siyabonga.
Sivukile he sivuka la ngimathi ukuthi producer suka vuke njani nje nakavuka nesihloko le kwathine asivumelani esede asithembe ukuthi does weather la, because is there a ticking clock at all when it comes to female fertility?
Quite an important question. We'll try to unpack it. To start with, there is a famous portion in the Bible that says there is a time for everything, a time and season for all things. It looks like it does apply to the human body as well. But basically, when you talk of a ticking clock, we see where mage are more safe, kut athole mntwana khona or not. There is. Uma utyalwa nje, all the eggs. Asuke akhona emtimbeni wakho. The eggs that will be produced throughout your life. Asuke akhona in a dormant state where they are not active. They start being activated around puberty. And then from that point onwards, about 2 or 3 eggs are released every month during the middle of your cycle when you ovulate, right until the end when you menopause. But as you approach menopause, also, the number of the eggs that are released become less and less, and then suddenly they stop. Those which have never been released will degenerate and die off. So the best time to fall pregnant is put somewhere from early 20s, basically around 20 to around 35. And you can still fall pregnant beyond that. It's just that with the changes in your body, it tends basically to cope less with the stresses of pregnancy, because pregnancy is a very stressful process, and delivery as well is a stressful exercise.
So don't remind me.
That's the best time.
But
between 20 and 35.
So now, doctor, are there no other, contributing factors, like it could be hereditary, it could be my lifestyle, my health status, overall health status? We see the likes of Bo Janet Jackson giving birth in their 50s.
Yes, I'm going to come to the social part as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a biological clock that is ticking. There is a social clock that is ticking. You know, if you're going to have your child at 50, by 70 the child will be 20, going to varsity. Will you be able to manage that situation? You know, if you are Janet Jackson, you might be able to manage it. If you are me, it might not be easy. You know, also, when they say Janet Jackson had a child at 50, technically the biological clock has ticked. So either she preserved eggs from an earlier age, which not everybody can afford, or she's using somebody's donated eggs, which is also another technical issue. So biologically, the natural way, it really is advisable up to age 35. From age 35 to menopause, it's more like when you're running a marathon, when they start ringing that bell to say, well, everybody needs to wrap up, you know, so that you are sure that you don't miss the bus. The important part about the age 35. It's more like an arbitrary age, but also the risk of complications have been observed to increase from that point. You've got increased risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, which can complicate a pregnancy, increased risk of stillbirth, there's an increased risk of the baby having congenital problems like Down syndrome, whereby the chromosomes don't come together when the baby is formed. Instead of having the normal 46 number of chromosomes, you get an extra one, 21, 13, or 18, and then the baby has abnormalities which might present as difficulty with learning, difficulty managing, general, you know, taking care of yourself, which might present with heart problems and even not being able to live, you know, beyond the first few years of life. So those are the risks that increase.
I'm going to ask that we park it here for now because it's giving me anxiety just listening to the scientific stats of this. And I'm also aware of, you know, social connotations to this conversation. So it can be a bit uncomfortable. But when we return, Dogotek, I would like for us to also look at scientific stats on the male counterpart, because I feel like this biological clock is only ticking for women, or the pressure that we get is it's only on women. So I'd like for us to just get into a little bit about men as well, because and I just don't get the science behind that. So we're chatting our conversation with Dr. Weli Lemdluli, a gynecologist, continues shortly after Imbeu Batsikichi. Oh, we're back. So, I don't know whether it's a personal concern because of this conversation that we're having around fertility and biological clocks ticking. There's obviously so much pressure, societal pressure on women then. Never mind the question of whether she even wants to have kids or not, because there is that, you know, women who just opt not to have kids. And yet, I find that that pressure is not so much on the male counterparts. Do they have a biological clock that's ticking?
On the side of the men, there is no such clock that's ticking. Like Google magazine, I would say once you reach menopause, you feel like you stop it. It might sort of get reduced in terms of your activity. The ability might get reduced. Mhlawumbe ugcine ku stage la so ne importance khona ngetizathlethi teboshukela nalokunye kugula lokwenza ukuthi ungasakhona mhlawumbe ukuthi vele uhlangane namali. That could be your risk, ukuthi mhlawumbe uma ulindele so isikhathi lesize ungaze ufike lapho, or kukhona ukuthi mhlawumbe ube se uba nokugula lokwenza ukuthi usale so ungasakhona ukuproducer le sperm, noma ngabe uyakhona kuba active but le sperm asaproduceki, but nako kugula lokunye loku re, but akukho loko kuthi vele kuyatiwa ukuthi uma ufika kule sikhathi lesithide utawustopha.
So there's
no threat like that bobabi.
So there's no direct correlation in terms of the number of in terms of age, in terms of years. If you look at it on the women perspective, you mentioned kutsi lamacandza lesitalwa nawo ayangincipha as the years go by. They are at their most fertile or at their peak between a specific, you know, that early 20, early 30s period. The men so the seed does not decrease.
There is no set. As long as are healthy, are strong, there should be no change. That is the one thing. And two, guma observations. Kuti mage es minyaga ikubek. Ma risk oguti athole mntwana lo khubatekile aya increase. Kubo babe ayikho le observation le.
Nshuthi lembewu ayigugi yona nsho njalo.
Kubo babe it doesn't look like ayigugi.
When I return in this life,
like ayigugi, yes,
I will come back a man.
Ngoba nje ukuthi umthimba lo setugugela kona. But imbewu ayibonakali ine evidence yokuguga.
But you did mention incidences of kutholakala kweuthi there is an issue because fertility is often, you know, again weighs so much on the women, and yet bo men's clinic and other research studies will find that there is also that risk of infertility when it comes to the male counterparts. In instances like that, you mentioned some rare cases.
Yeah, le infertility kubabe kungenzeka ukuthi okay mhlambe kwamanje right but ngokuhamba kwesikhathi uba nokugula lokuthile leso kwenda ukuthi ungasakhona ukuproduce kahle uma ngabe lokugula bekungabanga khona bekungeke kube nale problem leyo whereas kubo maki mase ufika kule age leyo vele noma kunekugula noma akunakugula as healthy as you are it will stop. That's the difference.
And can we prevent this decline or can we increase our chances of fertility at any age for that matter?
Basically, the main thing is to stay healthy. You know, your health will maintain a manje in future. So as long as you remain as healthy as possible, with the healthy exercise, avoid smoking, drinking, all those things. In future, they will help. Though they will not change the risk. Down syndrome, yeah, increase the risk. And angeke stop ufike menopause eventually. Whether it can postpone the menopause a few years or not, that's still debatable. But at least staying healthy and eating healthy, living healthy, will definitely give you more benefits from both the sides of Bobabe Nabomak.
I'll leave it there. I think that's a positive parting shot, knowing that we do have some, you know, control over an overall health. I guess there's benefit to that, whether you choose to have kids or not, whether you choose to have kids earlier or delayed. That's our gynecologist, Dr. Willie Lemzuli. Ngibonga kakhulu sikhathi sakho, babe. I think you touched on a subject that I think needs us to give more time to, the innovations that have happened around research in terms of, you know, options that are available, be it freezing of eggs. I guess we could look at that whole spectrum of artificial insemination, but IVF, hopefully we'll have that conversation. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Please go on to Rise FM 943 on Facebook and share your thoughts on this conversation around the biological clock. I still need to recover from the fact that men, they're gender. It's Mariah Carey on Rise FM with Caution. My name is Mbumi. What about you? No hesitating. 'Cause every time you leave, I fall apart.